One of the reasons I'm in church tonight and I'm doing what I'm doing in life is because I grew up in a home where church was not really talked about as an option of missing. And I really thank the Lord for that. I know not everybody comes up in that background. And so I had a very strong background in that realm. And so today, in my home and raising our kids, we raised our kids the same way. That, you know what? As long as we're able to have church, we're going to be in church. And we're going to be in church all the services, all the time. And whatever needs to move out of our schedules, we'll move out of our schedules because church is God's priority. And I'm so thankful that my parents instilled that in me, that there were not options. I remember as a kid waking up and not wanting to go to church, and just like I didn't want to go to school, Dad, Mom, my belly's not feeling good today. Son, let me feel your head. Nope, no fever. You're going to church. And just remember some of those things that it was habit, and it was a right habit, and it's a holy habit. And tonight, I just want to preach a really simple message on reasons for going to church. Not hard. Really, it's a first principle, okay? The Bible talks about the first principles of the oracles of God. So when we're working with somebody that just gets saved, one of the things that we're talking to them about is getting to church and learning to get to all the services of the church. And in Hebrews chapter 10, obviously, you know this verse, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. The psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I was glad about that. And I don't know if sometimes we lose our joy about going to church. We shouldn't. But we do sometimes. And we look at church from different perspectives. And sometimes we just look at it as duty. I'm expected to be there. Oh, yes, I'm a member. I made that commitment. I guess I should go today or tonight or whatever. But the psalmist said, I was glad. I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord together. Is church something, church attendance, something that we should just do to please the preacher? Or we should just do to train our children? Or does church attendance have greater implications? And are there further thoughts in Scripture that encourage us and lay the foundation for us being in a Bible-believing church? May I say this? Some people are going to churches that don't teach the Bible. Can I say they're wasting their time? You need to be in a Bible-believing church. You need to be in the church that opens the Bible and declares the Bible and has music that turns your hearts towards the Lord and where you can grow. There's a greenhouse for spiritual growth. But church attendance is important. Did you know statistics say today for every person raised without religion who adopts a church, three people forsake the church that they're going to. Now, my friend, play that out in your mind. One is coming and three are leaving. That doesn't give a very good future about church in America. Percentage of mothers who said they wanted their children to develop a loyalty to church. In 1924, 50% of mothers said, I want my kids to be loyal to church. By 1978, it had dropped to 22%. Less than one in four mothers could care less about their kids being loyal to church. The story is told, someone said, tremendous crowd up at church last night. New minister? No. The building was burned down. I understand, said a young woman to another, that at your church you are having such small congregations. Is that so? Yes, answered the other girl, so small that every time our preacher says, dearly beloved, you feel as if you have received a proposal. Small. Are you a pillar or becoming a pillar of the church? We have a couple pillars in the hospital tonight. Gene and Fran Ingalls. One thing about Brother Gene and Fran Ingalls is those chairs where Ron Fletcher's sitting, those chairs were full every service. Every service. I'm talking every missions conference service. I'm talking every revival service. I'm talking every Sunday school. I'm talking every morning service. I'm talking every evening service. I'm talking every Wednesday night service. Every service. And the other day, we thought we were going to lose Gene. And I talked to him on the phone, and I began to weep. And I told him, thank you for being a pillar. But can I tell you something about pillars of the church? They're not around forever. They're really not. Study your New Testament. Study those apostles that were killed, and they were pillars, and they were gone. Which means this, there better be new pillars rising. That's what it means. And so research shows that people who regularly attend church report stronger social support networks and less depression. This is just secular research. People that are in church, they have stronger support in their life and they have less depression. I would argue tonight it is vital in our day that Christians continue in the vital discipline of church attendance. And it's becoming very sloppy. I call it a discipline because disciplines are developed by what we know will help us spiritually, and disciplines require us saying no to other things. Even in the early church in Hebrews chapter 10, some were falling into the bad habit of not meeting with other believers. In fact, in our text, it says, as the manner of some is. There are CEO Christians that stands for Christmas and Easter only. I think we all know what that means. But there's becoming a large group of SMO Christians. Sunday morning only Christians. You can expect these people to be present on most Sunday mornings. But don't expect them beyond that. And don't expect them to contribute, give of themselves. They are SMOs. There are those who are somewhat active. These people attend on a somewhat regular basis. You can look for them to be present as long as there's nothing else going on in their lives. These are the people who will attend church if it's convenient for them. They may serve in some capacity, but you never know if they're going to be present until church starts. There are the faithful few. These are the people who attend Sunday school, Sunday morning worship, Sunday evening worship, Wednesday night prayer meeting, men's meetings, women's meetings, VBS, revivals, missions conferences. And they have the same 24 hours, 7 days a week schedule as the CEOs and SMOs and the ones that are fairly regular. They just have prioritized their life differently. There are those who are in transition. You say, preacher, what do you mean? You see, most of the SMOs and CEOs were once faithful church members. They were once teachers and choir members, deacons and VBS workers, faithful givers, great encouragers, loyal servants. But a transition has begun. You say, what's that transition look like, preacher? Well, they begin to miss Sunday school periodically. And then more and more until they're completely out of Sunday school. And then another service they begin to waffle on. And you're seeing less and less of them, and inconsistency seems to be rising in their life regarding church attendance. And Then the other services seem somewhat burdensome. And so we just transitioned to giving in a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And we have reasons and we have excuses. And until Sunday school's out altogether, and most Sunday nights are out, and a lot of Wednesdays too, until they've kind of settled back into SMO Christianity, Sunday morning only. I want to answer a simple question tonight. Why should you go to church every time? Church has church. Number one, this is first principles. Attending church is obedience to a command. It's what it is. Just like baptism is obedience to a command. Just like the Lord's Supper tonight is obedience to a command. Attendance to church is obedience to a command. In this one verse in Hebrews chapter 10, we are warned to not stop meeting with other Christians. This verse is a warning for the people of God not to abandon gathering together with other believers. Could I say it this way? Simply put, church should be the priority for you as a believer. It should be the priority for you. Most people don't plan to quit attending church. This process happens over time. Forsaking is interesting. It means not to leave behind, not to desert, not to leave in a lurch. It's the same word that the Bible uses of John Mark, who forsook Paul, having loved this present world, deserted, left behind. A lot of believers leaving the local church behind tonight. And may I just remind all of us that it still is a command in the Scriptures not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Why did Demas forsake? There were other things. I don't know what they were. I don't know what came into his life that became more important. But other things rose up the ladder, and serving God went down the ladder. That's all. That's all. Isn't that how it happens in anyone's life? That begins to miss church, begins to skip church. There's the priority. Number two, there's the partnership. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Together. Some of you are on live stream tonight. May I greet you tonight. May I say I'm thankful for live stream. We have people that are sick and you need to be home. And I'm glad you're home tonight, and I'm glad you're able to take advantage of the services. But can I say to you lovingly, we are not together tonight. We are together. This is together. I'm thankful. I'm thankful when I can hear a preacher on the radio. I'm thankful when I go sermon audio and listen to another preacher, but I'm not together. You understand that? We're not together. I'm hearing the word of God, but I'm not together. There's not the partnership. There's not the interaction. There's not the opportunity to shake a hand. There's not the opportunity to be in a men's prayer meeting tonight together. He says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. You ever noticed how long 1.5 hours in church can be? But how short it is when you watch your favorite movie? Or when a ball game goes into extra innings? Oh yes, this is great. I've already been sitting here watching it for 2 hours, and now another 30 minutes of ball game. But 5 minutes extra in church. It just shows us, doesn't it? It just shows us what our makeup is. There's a priority. There's a partnership here. By the way, a careful reading of Hebrews chapter 10 will reveal that unfaithfulness in attending the services of the church is a part of process that leads to willful sin in your life. That's important. Look at verse 26. We know verse 25, but we rarely spend any time on verse 26. For if we sin willfully, What were we just talking about in verse 25? Missing church? What are we talking about in verse number 26? Sinning willfully. There's a connection there. We have received the knowledge of the truth. There remain no more sacrifice for sins. God knows that every time you attend a church service, you give up something else. Did you ever think about it that way before? You give up something. And that's part of seeking God first, isn't it? You give up something. That's part of worship. Something else moves down the ladder. And God takes the top spot on the ladder. That's church. Every time that you come to church, you give up doing something else. I got windows to wash in my house right now. I could do that tonight. But church. Church. There's a perception here. Not only a partnership and a priority in Hebrews chapter 10, but as the manner of some is. The author of Hebrews noticed that there were some who had abandoned the church. If he noticed it, then obviously there were others in the church who noticed it. Where's so-and-so? Well, they were sick. I wonder if they're still sick. Where's so-and-so? And where's so-and-so? And where are they at again? I don't know about you, but that, as a pastor, I watch for the flock, and that hits me in the heart. This morning, we had 62 regulars out today. Last week, we had 50-some regulars out. 3 weeks ago, we had 72 regulars out. That's not prospects. That's people that call this their church. Now, I understand. Larger congregation, I understand we have sickness. I understand we have some that are traveling. But my friend, that's still a lot of people. A lot of people. And some days I wonder where they're at. I wonder what they're doing today. I wonder if there's a special need. I want to assume positive that they're under the weather or there's a special need or something that they got to give themselves to. But it certainly comes across my blip screen as a pastor that prays for his people. Where are they? Attendance to church, it is obeying God's command. That includes a priority and it includes a partnership. And we do not want to send the wrong perception that we find as the manner of some is. Attending church fulfills the biblical meaning of church. You say, well, I go to a building. No, you come to a people. The church is an assembly of baptized believers that gather together locally to worship God and to edify one another and to study the Word of God together and to continue in the apostles' doctrine. And so when we come to church and make that commitment to come to church, hey, that's the meaning of church. That's what God designed. And so, why reasons for going to church? It fulfills a command, obedience to a command. It fulfills the biblical meaning of church. Number three, it provides the need for spiritual fellowship. Turn to Acts chapter 2 in your Bibles. Acts chapter number 2. I'm not sure that you and I always fully comprehend the concept of fellowship in the Scriptures. But that word fellowship in the Scriptures is also interchanged with the word communion. Now, for you and I to understand fellowship, I think one thing that we need to understand is fellowship is a two-way street. So when I commune with God, God's got to want to commune with me. And I've got to want to commune with God, right? For there to be sweet fellowship, it's two people that are yearning and desiring and working at fellowship. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2 here, it says in verse number 42, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, communion, spiritual interaction, sweetness. Hey, we're like-minded. Hey, I can talk to you about what the Lord's talking to me about. I can share a testimony and bless you with what God gave me this week or how God answered a prayer. I can talk to you about what your need is, and we can listen to your prayer request. And brethren, may I remind you tonight, that doesn't happen outside the local church like it happens inside the local church. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' fellowship. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Again, I thank the Lord for our live streamers tonight. And some of you have had to live stream through what we've been through in the last year and 10 months. But I'll tell you one other thing that's missing. Fellowship. You don't get that over the live stream. You get the Word of God. Thank the Lord for that. You can sing along with us if you know the hymns. Thank the Lord for that. But you don't get fellowship. Fellowship is found in church attendance. And my friend, you need it and I need it. And that's why God created local church attendance. Because we are more vulnerable, we are weaker, we are more susceptible to temptation, as I preached this morning. There's a lot of things that we become more vulnerable in when we are not in church with God's people. And so it's a fellowship. What else, preacher? What's another reason for going to church? It's the place where you obey the ordinances of baptism and the Lord's table. And tonight we're having the Lord's table. And if you're live streaming tonight and you're not sick and you're sitting home, you're missing out on a command. I say it lovingly tonight. I'm not mad at anybody. But the local church is where we obey the ordinances. This is what God designed. And it's a big deal in God's eyes. In fact, tonight, what's taking place tonight in our service is a big deal in Jesus' eyes. That we remember him until he comes. And where does that happen? Well, preacher, can't you bring communion to me? Local church is the authority that distributes the elements. It's to happen in a local church. He gave it to the local church in 1 Corinthians 11. We'll read about it tonight. Attending church is the place where you grow in knowledge of Bible doctrine. Hopefully, you're in a church that teaches doctrine. You're in a church that teaches the scriptures, that you're growing in Bible knowledge. Where's that supposed to happen? It's supposed to happen at the pillar and ground of the truth, the local church. That's where it's supposed to happen. Attending church sets the proper example for others. Parents, can I challenge you tonight? Your kids will not get it if you don't make it an example in their lives. And by the way, may I say, they not only will not get it, they will go further away from whatever your habit of church attendance is. Now, we know people have a free will. Listen, there have been people that are faithful to every service, and you know what? Their kids are not faithful to church today. People have free wills, right? We understand that with everybody. But can I tell you this? They don't have a ghost of getting it if you don't demonstrate church is priority in our family no matter what. And you make that happen. And at least your kids will have an example that, man, I just remember growing up, we went to church every time. And that's a wonderful thing to give them. It provides an example. It lets you set a good example for newer Christians. I think of Jeremy here tonight. What if Jeremy came this morning, saw a full building, and came tonight and saw 20 people? And I'm preaching church attendance. And he's, as a new believer, thinking, well, whatever he's preaching, the people aren't following because they're not here. You know what? It sets a good example for when a new believer comes on a Wednesday night or a Sunday night, and guess what? Oh, there's people here. Oh, there's a number of people here. Oh, there's a number of people that believe this. It's a good example. Attending church provides opportunities for exhortation. Look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, back to that verse. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Part of our being in church is our exhorting of one another, our helping one another along, our provoking, pushing of one another unto good works. It's important. Very important. Attending church is the place where I bring my tithes and offerings to. And I give to the Lord as a heart response of thanksgiving for what God's done to me. You know, you get out of the habit of attending church, you generally get out of another habit. It's called the habit of tithing. It's not a good habit to get out of. It helps me. Boy, I'm in church. I can give my offerings to the Lord today. I can give my tithe to the Lord today. They said, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store. Now, it says upon the first day of the week, there's an assumption where they're going to be on the first day of the week. Oh, they're going to be in church. First day of the week, there's just something that's automatic. They're going to be in church. Interesting. Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse. The storehouse, the local church. Attending church means I am in a place to fulfill my role in the body. I think it's interesting in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that the Bible speaks about the body. The church is the place where believers can love one another, where we can encourage one another, where we can serve one another, where we can instruct one another, where we can honor one another. Man, if you miss Wednesday night, you miss a time of honoring one another. There are testimonies about each other and the brethren, and what a precious thing that happened on Wednesday night. Be kind and compassionate to one another. Now, we don't have a perfect church, so you might not get those words. You might get somebody that's got a little spur in their saddle. And you might have to practice forbearance at church. You ever had to do that before? Yeah. But it's where we're at with the body. I don't leave my family because one of my kids or my wife has a just an attitude for a day. I say, well, out of here. Get right and I'll be back. Right? No, we're family. We work through those days. Right? And so the church is the place where I'm part of the body. And dear church member, when you're not here, a finger's gone, a liver's gone, a nose is gone, something's gone. And the body feels it, just like your body would feel if something wasn't working right for a day or a week or months. You would know it, and the body knows it. And it's important that you're in church. Attending church paves the way for us to be unified. They continuing daily with one accord in the temple. In the temple. Again, I use the illustration of live stream. I thank the Lord for live stream. But those of you that have been at live stream and you're in church tonight, you would say this is not the same. Why do you say it's not the same? Because you're not together. And so it paves the way for us to have singleness of heart. It sets our minds together on the right things. We praise the Lord together. Can I ask you some questions tonight? I think they're good questions. What does it say to those around you when you miss church because of aches and pains and sickness, and then they see you go to work or the grocery store or Walmart with those same aches and pains? What does it tell your brethren? Well, the grocery store is more important than church. That's what it's telling them. And Walmart's more important than church. And work's more important than God. God says, seek me first. You're sick, you stay home, you get better. You're well, you get to church. Now, we've been through about a sickness for the last 20 months, and I understand that. I'm not knocking on that tonight. Please, please, please understand my heart. But I do want you to know that we are living in a society that is operating out of fear. And we can be home when we're sick and be better and have missed a number of services and just, well, it's just easy to miss another one. And it's easy to miss another one. And it's easy to miss another one. And Christians, if you're dealing with sickness, may I say to you clearly from the pulpit and from your pastor's heart, we want you to be home. But if you're well, get in church. Be in church. Renew your commitment. God wants me to attend church. There are many, 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 many things that I don't even realize I get when I come to church. There are many things that I bring to give to somebody else when I come to church. Let me say, really, it boils down to priorities. The core of a church can be counted for their attendance. They are committed people. They wake up early in time to make Sunday school. They build the habit of all the services. And that sometimes takes time in our lives. And when we're working with new people, understand that does sometimes take time for them to build that kind of a lifestyle. They're not used to that. Many, I would ask, if your car starts 4 out of 7 days, would you consider it faithful? Well, it's been pretty faithful this week. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, it didn't start, but the other days it did. Right? You wouldn't call that a faithful car. You'd be like calling a mechanic, or you'd be like looking for a new car. You wouldn't put up with that a long time. At least I wouldn't put up with it a long time. Right? And so, here's what I'm asking, and I'm asking you to consider tonight. In a day where people are taking steps backward in their church attendance, would Mount Zion Baptist Church consider taking a step forward? You're the church. You are. Our church is only as strong as our commitments. And one of our commitments that we make when we become members of this church is we make a commitment to participate and be involved in all the services of this church. All of us make that. All adult members stand up and we make that commitment. Can I just encourage you tonight to stick to that? And if you're not a member of our church, could I make this recommendation to you? Grow into that and become a member of our church. All right? These are good things. This is a Bible thing. This is a pleasing God thing. It really is. And can I say this? It is a blessing in your life thing. If you will take a step forward in it, you might need to renew a commitment. You might need to sit down and rearrange weekends and say, we haven't been doing it right, but by all means, we're going to get it right. We're going to match our lives to the Word of God. Amen. And God wants us there for all the feedings, for all the services. Amen. And I'm not picking on anybody tonight. I am a concerned pastor. And I do care for our flock. And I do know that God gives me messages Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night to preach for this flock. And when somebody doesn't get them, I know they're missing out on what God would have for them. And when somebody starts drifting, I become very, very much concerned. I don't know everything about ministry, but in my years of ministry, I do know this. When people start missing church, things are not good. It's not good in their lives. And again, I understand the whole COVID thing, so it's not in relationship to COVID tonight, okay? I want you to understand. I want you to understand. Use common sense when you're sick. But I also want you to understand we are in a danger zone in the midst of COVID that we are now okay to miss weeks and weeks and weeks. And sometimes we're going beyond, I think, sickness. And we just start missing church. And that's violation of a command. And so may I just draw all of us back to the simple truth. There are reasons we go to church, and they're Bible reasons. And I don't think any of us should in this day and age be shifty on that. I don't think we should be backpedaling about that. We've had sickness. If we have sickness on the breakout level, like we did a year ago, then I'm not going to be stupid. Okay? We'll take the necessary measures. I seek counsel. And we'll take the necessary measures that we need to. But brethren, that's not the norm. Right. We shouldn't be operating that as the norm. Right. Those are rare things in a church's life. So may I help us all tonight. May we strengthen our commitment. Father.
Thank you for joining us by way of the internet today. We're so glad that you were able to be with us, and we pray that the service was a blessing to your heart. Even though the sermon is over, our service is not over. At the end of our service, we give an opportunity for people to respond and come to an altar and pray over what God dealt with them about. Sometimes people come to call upon Christ and to be saved. Others come to make a decision for Christ regarding their Christian lives. Others come to call out to the Lord about special needs and situations in their lives. Maybe God has dealt with you today about some specific area of your life. I invite you to make an altar right there in your home, a quiet time before the Lord where you pray to Him and respond to Him about what He has spoken to you about. If you made a decision for the Lord today, we would be glad to hear about that decision and or answer any questions you have today about the message that was preached. You can contact us by way of email at info@mountziononline.org. Or by way of phone at 717-927-9227. Again, we thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to you joining us again for our live stream weekly on Sundays at 10:45 a.m. and on Sunday evenings at 6:45 p.m. If we can meet a need in your life, please do not hesitate to contact us. Thank you, and God bless you.